Celebrities in Paradise. It's an old story in Hawaii. But every now and then, one of them grows some roots and really becomes a part of the community. Roseanne has four grandsons growing up on her farm in Honoka'a and a brand new baby granddaughter. Roseanne Barr is on her way to becoming a kama'aina. Award-winning comedian, actress Roseanne Barr lives on a farm outside Honoka'a.
My son had some learning issues, so I said, oh, to hell with it. I'm getting him out of L.A., and we just flew over there, and I bought this farm sight unseen so I could sit there with my kid and make sure he did good at school. And that's what I've done for all these years. And now he's in college doing so great, so I'm very thankful for that. And now I can go out and start doing my comedy again.
Well, I was thinking that comedy should be in a major heyday right now, right?
Oh, it is. Oh, yeah. It's never been better in my lifetime than it is right now for comedy.
Is it the raw material we've got, Roseanne?
Oh, yeah. The jokes are writing themselves.
In Honolulu now, you can catch live stand-up 3 to 4 nights a week, but it's a fledgling scene.
I think stand-up comics are born, not made. And most of the people who do stand-up comedy in 10 years, they won't be doing it no more. Well, the old guys like Rodney Dangerfield and the ones that I idolize, they used to tell all of us young people, you know, it takes 30 years to make a good stand-up comic. And I think that that's true. To hold a crowd's attention for 90 minutes with no backup dancers or light shows, just you. It's a free speech art form, and, you know, it's just fun.
At Honolulu venues, newbies struggle with one-liners, then gradually work more personal material.
Most important of all are that you have to have the ability to write a good joke that 300,000 to 30,000 people, depending on your audience, they're all going to get it. That's what's tough, is a joke that everybody will get. And I tell about 270 jokes in my act, and I'm proud of every one of them. It took a lot of sweat to write them and get them right and practice it so that people would get them.
300 of us, so different. Being able to laugh together is a unifying experience, rare these
days.
No,
it really is a very spiritually transformative experience for the artist, the comic.
But do you censor yourself at all? I mean, so as not to offend people?
Hell no, I don't censor myself, no. I do everything I want to do, but that's the art of it. That's the craft of writing a good joke. You don't want to make them mad. You want to make them happy. But I swear. Old people like to swear. It's the only fun we have left. I have quite a bit of material about Hawaii. There's some weird people out here, too, especially on the Big Island.
Roseanne gets around on a scooter since she broke her knee last year.
You hear that beep, you better jump.
All right. See you at the Blue Note. Thank you.
Bye-bye. Thank you.
Noe Tanigawa, HPR News.